We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Aleph, Omed Aleph, and we are starting from the new Mishnah, Daf Ayin Omed Beis, on the bottom. Zok the Mishnah. Beileshes Shenichaso Le'ir B'Shah Shalom. Beileshes is an army, and it's called Beileshes because the word Vayichapesh, which means looking for things, is the Targum is of Balash. So Beileshes is an army, Shenichaso Le'ir B'Shah Shalom. They were an army, they were in the middle of war, and they came in B'Shah Shalom. Then the halacha is like this, the Goyim. Chavias Psuches Asurais, any open barrels are Asur. Stumais Mutaris, the stumais are Mutaris, they're not going to open up a closed barrel, but open barrels, Wachoshish, maybe they touch the wine. Bashas Mechamim, it's the middle of a war, they're too busy with the war. Eil Veil Mutaris, which ain't Penal and Asach, there's no time to go open your wine, or even open wine, to go be Menasach the wine. They're not busy with wine, they're busy in the Mechamim, and therefore, the Mutar, if these are ain't Penal and Asach, there's no time to be Menasach. So the Gemara on top Ayin Alvam Aleph, Raminu asked you a kasha on top Ayin Alvam Aleph, Raminu Irsha Kafshua Karkoim, a city that the Goyim laid siege. The loch is Kol Kahanois, all the Ashes Kahanim Shabisoyche Psulois. The loch is the Ashes Kain that's Mazana, even Ba'oinis. If someone's Ma'anes, an Ashes Kain, or even a Goy is Ma'anes Ashes Kain, the loch is this Isha is also to her husband. Aisha Shal not if it's a oinus. But here we're saying that all the kahanas are also to the husbands. Because we assume that if an army came here, for sure they were ma'anis the ladies. We said they're so busy with the Mechama, so why they have time to be mezana with people? Amarav Mari, Linasik ain't Panai, Livel Yash Panai. There's a difference. Linasik have no time for. But Livel they have Panai. Rashi says, Linasik ain't Panai, the Yitzhah needs to go to Takaflu. It's not so strong Yitzhah, but through the Mechama, the busy Mechama. Live all Yeshpanai, the Tak of Israel, for Biyad, ready that they have time for, and there is a strong Yetzara, Kiyadua, this does happen in war, and that's what the state, therefore it's a problem of Kahanish to Besaych Absulis. Look at the next Mishnah. How Umdim Shal Yisrael, the Bach changes it to Umdim Yisrael. We're talking about Jewish workers. And they had a job, and they had to get paid. The guy sent him as payment a barrel of Yayin Esach. A barrel of wine is automatically a barrel of Yayin Esach because the guy's wine is Yayin Esach. Bescharon for their payment, for their wages. Mutter loy maloy, he's allowed to tell him, Tain loan was the mail. I want the money. And it's not called that I'm having enough of Yayin Esach. You owe me money. I never told you to give me Yayin Esach. So I can say, you know, I don't want, I'm not accepting it. I want the money instead. But Mishenichnasol or Rishus on Asr, if it already reached your Rishus, then it's also. What does that mean? So it says once it reaches into your Rishus, then already you can't give it back for money because that's called Hanah from Yayin Esach already. So the Rosh says, Pirish, Shekiblu B'Shari, the Makabalit. The Rosh says, only if he accepted it already. He got the wine, okay, I'll take the wine. And then he says, oh, Yayin Esach. Then it's too late. You're ready, now it's having Hanah. Masha'inke, the Rosh says, if you put it into your Chatzar, then it's nothing. Because ein chatzah kaina la'adam falkarchay. I never said I want to be kainit. And therefore, nichzah shusam lav dafka really. It means dafka was kainit. That's what the Rosh learns. The Rishash says that, you know, lulei the Rosh, our taina, that once it gets to the Rishus, it's a problem because of like a mechzi azah. The Rishash says, l'chayra hachinami atam kakamam begamaro, the mischazik ka'avodis chavim b'yad Yisrael. U'kabirish rasham, u'mamirosh le'mashbekin, he says. Because it's another pshat. Once it goes to his own Rishus, it looks like it's mine already. And give it back to you for money already, then it's awesome. Zogtum, amr v'dom rav. So that's the Mishnah. Kshmak ha-Mishnah. Amr v'dom rav. Mut lo'odim lo'im le'vachavim, tsev ha-hofes la'i manas ha-melech. They used to have to pay tax, around 10% tax, Rashi's mashma, from the tvuah, from the behemoths. They had 10 behemoths were born to them this year. One had to go to the government, to the king, or if a tvuah, 10% had to go to the king. So he needed the tvuah right now. He couldn't afford the taxes. So he tells a guy, you know what? Take care of my taxes. I'll pay you back. Take care of my taxes for this year. Save a harvest alive, manas amalek. Go take care of my taxes this year. It's mutter, and even though the guy very possibly will give wine to the his own wine, Yayin Esach, to the melech, and so but still, it's not called the my shliach because I just told him to take care of it for me, and he can do whatever he wants.
What will that
not be for you? He has to pay him back, but Maisa, it's like his shliach. It's like he's paying Yayin Esach for me. So that's called Zmagmar Shliach. So I'm paying Yayin Nesach. If I have my agent pay for me, so it's like I'm paying it. So that's the Havim, it's Yayin Nesach. And Rashi says the only reason why it's Mutah is because he can pay money if he wants. He can give money if he wants. So therefore, he's not considered my Shliach by giving Yayin Nesach. You give money if you want. You gave one, it's not my problem. So Mara's a Kasha, Meisvei, that we have a Kasha that you can't do this. Al Yema Odom Levachavim, Oil Tachti Loitzer. You can't tell a guy, go instead of me to the Oitzer, which means to the king or to the tax collector, and go instead of me to pay it. You're not allowed to do that. You see, you're not allowed to do that. So it's a stira to what Rav just said. Omalei, Rav, Oil Tachti Loitzer Kamrit. Holy Damya, that's different. If you say be instead of me, that was Lat Loshen, it's Taka problem. Save me from the Oitzer. Which means like this. According to Rashi, it's only Mutter with two conditions. The only with two conditions. First of all, it has to be a possibility that he could pay with money. And even if he could pay with money, it's only Mutter if he said a Loshen, Maltenim and Oitzer. But if he said, Oil Tachti Loitzer, go instead of me, Loitzer, then you consider my Shliach Mamish, like Mamish Mimikoimi. And then it's a problem if you give Yayin Nesach. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos actually argues on this. If you see Tosfos Dir Maschal Hal, right in the middle, L'chein Nir Eli, Shayishrol Chayiv L'melech Yayin, Mekomokim Shori Ke'omalei Maltenim Min Ha'Oitzer. That it sounds, Rashi is saying, Tosfos is saying, even in the case where you have to give wine, still since I use Losh Maltenim Min Ha'Oitzer, it's mashma that just get, you know, take care of me, it will not be a problem. Well, we're learning with Rashi. Rashi has two conditions. First of all, he didn't say tachti, and also you have a possibility of paying money. Zok the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah gets involved into Meshicha and different kinyanim of a guy. We know that in Israel, you're always kind of with Meshicha, not with money. Money is not a kinyan. Either you need Meshicha or Hagbah, or kinyan chotzer, or kinyan agav, but money is not a kinyan. What about by a guy? Does a guy have kinyan Meshicha or not? And that will be a discussion in our Gemara. Let's see the Mishnah. Now, when you sell wine to a guy, you have a little bit of a problem. Because once the guy touches the wine, it's Yayin Nesach. You're not allowed to sell Yayin Nesach. So you have to make sure the sale is completed before the guy touches the wine. That's a fact. You have to have that completed before he touches the wine. So if you're selling wine to a guy, Pasach, he made up a price, Achloi Madad, before he measured it. Then, Domov Mutarim, you'll have to accept money for it. Because the minute he's Madad, he's Kainit. He's Kainit, because he's Pasak, since he made up a price, he's Seymechdas. So once he's Madad, let's say it's a Meshicha or Agbah, he's Kainit. And therefore, you'll have to accept money for it. Domov Mutarim. Madad actually Pasak, if you moided it before you made up a price, so that Meshicha is not a Meshicha. So now, he's Madad, he touched it probably also. And now, when he pays the money, it's Yayin Esach, and you're accepting money for Yayin Esach. Dom of Asurim, because he's not coin until he gives the money. So in this Mishnah, it'll be Mashav, maybe Mashiach works. We'll see the feet of Ruman the Yamal, Mashiach will not work, how he answers our Mishnah. But our Mishnah is saying like this, that Pasak is a reason that you say Mechdas. Pasak means he made up a price. So if he made up a price before the Medida, then he did a Medida, so then it's his, now he owes money. Okay, Dom of Atarim, not a problem. But Modat actually Pasak, if he did the Medida before Psika, that Medida is nothing now. Meshicha without Smichas Das is nothing. So now he wants to pay for it, it's already Yayin Esach. It's Domov Asur. That's our Mishnah, huh?
Where's the
Kinyan? The Madad. When he's Madad, that's Meshicha. When he measures it, that's Meshicha. So it only works if he's Smichas Das, that to be kind, he knows the price. But if he's Madad, he measures it before the price, there's no Smichas Das, there's no Meshicha. He doesn't know what it's going to cost. Why do we kind it? He has no idea. So if he's Madad after Psika, there's a Kinyan, less a Kinyan Meshicha. We'll see. There's another tzaddik maybe paid earlier, but we'll learn like Meshicha, and therefore Pasak just the way of Smichas Das. Now, if it's Madad Shloi Pasak, so nothing happened yet. Ligabi Kinyan. So now Dama Vasurim, because he's paying for Yayin Esach, and that will make it awesome. Oma Meimar, Meshicha by Bechavim Koina. Meshicha is Koina by a guy, and it's a voyer in Tosfos and voyer in the Gemara on Beis as well. It means Hagbah as well. It's not so Pasak Hagbah works either. Maybe dafka money works or other kinyan. But Meshicha and Agbah by a guy work midaraisa. That's what Meimah is saying. Teida, I'll bring you a rayim, Meimah says that Meshicha works. The Hani Parsoi Meshadri Pardashani La'adadi. They give presents to each other. And they're not choizer. So it must be that Meshicha Agbah is kinyan. That's how Rashi learns in the first pshat. Toises does not like this pshat. He says, by a matana. Like, how else should you have a kinyan by a matana? The whole din, the whole shayla of Meshicha Agbah is dafka by Mekcha Memka, where you have a tzad of money. But by Matana, what else do you want? What else is the Kenyan? And therefore, Tosis says that Parshtani is something else. Parshtani means that someone used to have a kur chitim to sell, he makes some money, and the guy brings it to his house to see if it's good or not. They send it to his house, see if it's good or not. And he says, if the lekech holds on to it, he can't be chayz anymore. So that's the case of Mencha Memkar, and you see that Mashiach is koina. So Ameya brings a raya from there that Mashiach is koina. Either if your Rashi means a regular matana, according to the second Pshat Rashi, which Tosfos likes better, it means a case where you sent over Schayra to take a look at, you can't be chayz anymore. So you see Mashiach is koina. Rav Ashi Omar, lo'oilam ha'imalach, Mashiach ha'imalach, v'ene koina. He argues, it's not that koina. Aye, the Barzani, v'haidli hadibu, the Ramas Ruchu, the Nekotalei. That the reason why they're not chayz is because it's embarrassing to be chayz. But Be'etzin, they would be chayz. So we have machlekes here, Rav Meimar and Rav Ashi, if a goy is kind of a mashicha. It might be totally machlekes v'yechon and rashlokesh, like his boy and Taisus v'yechon and rashlokesh in Masechtas Bamatzia. But in any case, this is machlekes over here, a Meimar of Ashi, if mashicha and agba are kind of by a goy. According to a Meimar, yes. According to Rav Ashi, no. And it's machlekes Rashi and Taisus who are handling even matana. Let's do, we'll make it simple. Machlekes mashicha and agba is kind of not. A Meimar holds yes, and Rav Ashi holds no, and that will be discussion of the rest of the blot, the Gemara is being raised back and forth to this Shiloh.